All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountainstatesurvival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. Today, we are going to get back on some of the Bible study.
We have with us our dear friend Billy, Sinner Saved. He's going to give us a quick storm warning, and then we are going to dive into Jeremiah 6, and then we are going to go to Jeremiah 15, and then Jeremiah 16. I pray that the Lord bless both me and Billy today, and that he anoints this this time of Bible study that we're sharing with you. America has chosen to go down a wicked path, and they have chosen not to repent. And because of that, we are going to give you a bit of history of what that may just look like and what God did to Israel when they would not repent. So, Billy, Sinner Saved, take it away, sir.
Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you on American Vindicta YouTube channel, operated by Mr. Doug Thornton, and also on Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, shortwave world band at 9.350 megahertz, also 9.350 kilohertz. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that his everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that his elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by his sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and his unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Behold the man. John 19:5. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. If there is one place where our Lord Jesus Christ most fully becomes the joy and comfort of his people, it is where he plunged deepest into the depths of woe. Come, behold the man in the Garden of Gethsemane. Behold his heart so brimming with love that he cannot hold it in. Behold the bloody sweat as it distills from every pore of his body and falls upon the ground. Behold the man upon the bloody tree. Stand amazed as they drive the nails into his hands and feet. Look up and see the sorrowful image of your suffering Lord. Mark him as the ruby drops stand on the thorn crown. Behold the man when all his bones are out of joint and he is poured out like water and brought into the dust of death. God has forsaken him and hell encompasses him. Behold and see, was there ever sorrow like his sorrow? Gaze upon him. We have only to sit longer at the cruel cross to be less troubled with our trials and woes. We have but to see his sorrows, and we shall be ashamed to mention our sorrows. We have but to gaze into his wounds and heal our own. If we would grow in grace, it must be by considering his humiliation and his sorrow. If we would live holily, it must be by the contemplation of his sin-atoning death. Behold the man! Christ Jesus, the God-man mediator, our surety, our sin-bearer, our substitute, our chief shepherd. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. The great controversy between God and man has been whether he or they shall be God, whether his reason or theirs, his will or theirs, shall be the guiding principle. If anything could frustrate God's will, that it would be superior to him. God would not be omnipotent and so would lose the perfection of the deity and consequently the deity itself. for that which did wholly defeat God's will would be more powerful than he. To be God and yet inferior to another is a contradiction. That is from old-timer preacher Stephen Charnock. Blessed by God's choice, we preach election because there is not a single blessing that comes to us from the hand of our Redeemer that is not stamped with the hand of God's electing love. The scriptures say, God hath blessed us according as he hath chosen us. Look it up, dear folks, black and white, Ephesians 1, verses 3 and 4. Again, God hath chosen us that we should be holy, Ephesians 1, 4. Again, the God of our fathers hath chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will, Acts 22, 14. It is not in ourselves that these blessings are contained. We have them because of our union with Christ, and we are united with Christ because of the Father's divine and sovereign choice. That was from preacher Henry Mahan. We gather round this table in remembrance of our King. The bread and wine we will receive and praise to Jesus bring. Remember that upon the cross, God's law, he satisfied. For us, the Savior shed his blood, gave up the ghost, and died. Remember that his sacrifice for sheep that went astray has reconciled us to our God and washed our sins away. So let us feast upon the bread and drink the wine of joy. Oh, may the worship of the Lord our thankful hearts employ. And this next short message is entitled Old Age. Let us correct our attitude toward getting older. Believers must not allow the carnal thinking of this world to form our opinions and attitudes. The reason so much emphasis is placed upon youth, physical strength and beauty, riches and possessions is because this is all that the worldling has. And when these are gone, all is gone. Actually, age, while it mars outward beauty, should bring us real lasting beauty, which is inward grace, mercy, and peace. Age will decrease our physical strength, but should increase our spiritual strength. We grow in faith, love, and patience. Age may make our arms weak and trembly, but it should establish us more firmly on the everlasting arms of Almighty God, that is. Age may make the present less sure, but it gives us assurance of the certainty of the future. I'll always be young in Christ. My steps may be slower, but I walk with the King. My eyes may be dimmer, but as I see less of the world, I see more of my Lord. My ears may be dull, but I hear his voice more clearly. My body may be weak, but I am stronger in faith. I may not know the latest story, but I know the old story a little better. I may not be surrounded by as many human admirers, but I am surrounded by a heavenly host which waits to take me home. Another wonderful message from preacher Henry Mahan. 1 Corinthians 11:24. This do in remembrance of me. What was done in remembrance of the Savior? You will recall that his brethren ate the unleavened bread and drank the wine of communion. The Savior said to them concerning the bread in Matthew 26, verse 26, take, eat, this is my body. The bread symbolized his body, though it certainly did not become his actual flesh as some foolishly imagine. The body that God prepared for him was to be wounded and bruised in his crucifixion for our sins. As the bread had no leaven, our Savior had no sin of his own, but he took upon himself the sins of all his people. And as the bread had to be baked in an oven, so the Savior was to endure this extreme heat of the wrath of God the Father. He bore the guilt of his people. Therefore, his body and soul had to suffer inexplicable pain and agony. Then the Lord took the wine, saying unto his disciples in Matthew 26, verses 27 through 28, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. It is written in Hebrews 9:22, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. The Savior, when inaugurating this ordinance, used these words in Luke 22:19. This do in remembrance of me. This do, not something else. There was a blessed simplicity to this ordinance. You will notice that there was no demonstrative hand-waving action. There was no religious mumbo-jumbo pronounced over these two elements. The Savior did not get up from the table and put the bread on the tongues of his brethren. Each one ate the bread that was passed before them and drank the wine that also passed before them. It was a simple ordinance which continues to teach a profound lesson. The bread and wine tells us that the only way God could be a just God and a Savior was for the Lord Jesus Christ to willingly give his body, his blood, and soul over to divine justice, to be punished for the sins of his people. There was no other way whereby our iniquities could be paid for and put away. The cruel death of the cross was necessary to satisfy the claims of justice, which demanded death for sin. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. In addition to teaching us the way of salvation through the bloody sacrifice of Christ, this ordinance also illustrates the God-given faith that saves. When we partake of this ordinance, we shall willingly eat the bread and drink the wine. We will receive these elements into our bodies. Even so, the faith that God grants us receives into our innermost being the person and work of Christ. For we rely solely upon him and his work of redemption to save us. As we will take the bread and drink the wine, so every believer receives Christ as prophet, priest, and king. He is received as the way, the truth, and the life, and we are made to realize that no man cometh to the Father but by Christ. Please see John 14, verse 6, and that excellent message was from Preacher Jim Bird of 13th Street Baptist Church, located in Ashland, Kentucky, USA. It is written in Isaiah 45, 22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, look unto me, and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. The Master, our Lord Jesus Christ, says also in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow. For none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children today around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tsidkenu. Bless the name, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One of Israel, HaKadosh Yisrael. Hallelujah. If you're a letter of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, or to help sponsor Mr. Doug Thornton, then please donate to American Vindicta. And if you're led to, go to WWCR.com. That's Worldwide Christian Radio. WWCR.com, and get their physical mailing address to send your donation. Please remember to indicate that it's for the Storm Warning broadcast on World Band Radio. Of interest, there are millions millions of folks that do not have modern devices, but they do have old-fashioned, inexpensive shortwave radios, and that's how they're able to listen to the storm warning gospel message. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world into the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the soon-coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him in his holy name. Talk about a glorious future, people. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you're from, what life is like where you live, and tell us how the reception was on your radio or also on the sermon audio with American Vindicta. All right, in closing, great is our Lord Jesus Christ and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Saints, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.
Maranatha. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, every day I look at the news and I just shake my head and I say, come, Lord Jesus, come. How much more of this can we take, man? You know, I saw a horrible thing happen on the New York City railway. Apparently, there's a young man who recently lost his life. He has had mental afflictions after the passing of his mother. And according to the police report, has been arrested over 40 times.
Oh.
And during a period of mental duress, he had to be restrained by three men, and a prior Marine put him in a chokehold trying to restrain him because the man had become so violent. Well, unfortunately, the young man passed away. Now, I don't believe that the Marine Corps veteran, like me, I don't believe that he meant to take the man's life. And obviously, if he wanted to take the man's life, he would have done it much faster. But while he had them in the headlock, he was saying, get the police, call 911. You know, that should have been handled probably months prior, before having to have the man perspire. And by that, I mean, when we have a gross amount of people walking around the streets of America that have severe mental issues, they have severe addiction. Some people have heard me speak recently about the addictions of my father. And I will say this, that the wages of sin is death. Now, it doesn't mean that you seek death, but death does seek the sin. And if you choose to walk a path of sin, you are walking straight into the gentle embrace, or sometimes the violent eruption of death in your life. And so as we begin to read from the Word of God today, I just want to let everybody know that we are always in an exhortation of repentance, as in, you know, the prophet Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. I ask everyone all the time, repent for your sins, turn from your wicked ways, because if not, you'll die in your sins.
Right.
That is not what our Savior wants. That is not what our God wants. That's not what I want. But you know, Billy, people choose to walk the path that they do, and sometimes there's just no one that's going to yank them out of it. And that, once you've walked so far down the path of sin, that nothing can disrupt you or dissuade you from coming back to grace. That is what I believe the Lord calls a reprobate mind. Many people in America right now, living in this form of reprobate and in various different forms, are in full control of our government, our politics, our economy, our security. And because of their unwise decisions and their lives of sin, we all are going to suffer the consequence of God's wrath on this nation. That doesn't mean God's people, God's elect, God's chosen will suffer. But we will suffer right alongside everybody else. When there's a famine, we are going to feel it. When there's no water for anyone to drink, we're going to feel it too. When the cities are on fire, we're going to feel the heat from it. It doesn't mean that it's meant for us, but we are going to bear witness to it. And I think many of you have already borne witness to many of these things. I'm here to tell you, it's going to get worse. It can only get worse for prophecy to be fulfilled, for the man of sin, for the Antichrist to be revealed. It has to get much, much worse. Many people are not prepared for this spiritually, physically, financially. This is why the Bible says that men's hearts will fail them for fear of things coming upon the earth. What can get much worse than 70 million children being killed in abortion clinics?
Oh, man.
What can be worse than World War III, potential nuclear war? The Bible will reveal that to us. And what I want to do before we talk about Jeremiah, and brother, I believe you're going to start at Jeremiah 6, correct?
Roger that, sir.
So I want to show and read from my daily devotional. This is wrote by David Wilkerson. It's called God is Faithful. And it's a beautiful devotional. I love to read it. So May 5th, this is today's devotional. It's called Full Control. There is no formula for living holy dependent upon the Lord. All I can offer you is what God has been teaching me in this area. He has shown me two simple things about how I am to give him full control. First, I must be convinced the Lord is willing to make me his will, or to make his will known to me, even in the smaller details of my life. I have to believe that the Spirit who abides in me knows God's will for me, and that he will guide me, lead me, and speak to me. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. It's John 16, verse 13 to 14.
Amen.
You may be in the midst of an affliction that has been caused by too quick of a decision. Even so, the Lord promises, your inner ear will hear my Spirit speaking to you. Go that way. Do this. Don't do that. Second, we have to pray with unwavering faith for power to obey God's direction. Scripture says, let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. James 1, verse 6 to 7. When God tells us to do something, we need power to stay the course and to obey him fully. Many of us pray, Lord, I know what you told me, but I am not sure that your voice is speaking. That is not the faith response he is looking for from his children. You can pray all you want, but if you do not pray with faith, you will never have the mind of God conveyed to you. He wants to see that you are committed to accepting whatever he says and to obeying it without question. This is how we please our Father in heaven. Look, for many years, I questioned my role in this world and in the path that God had me on. And, you know, I'm no different, Billy, than a lot of other guys. You know, I was in the government for 15 years. I just wanted to do my last 5 or 10 and retire somewhere, you know, up in Montana, fishing and hunting and waiting for the apocalypse, right?
Right.
But that wasn't what God had for me. I never meant to go this path. This was not the path I had laid out for myself. Ministry work was never what I was going to do. And sometimes I even have to question, is what I'm doing considered ministry work? But I get told it so much, and I've had God speak to me on this, that I have to finally admit that what I'm doing is ministry work to his people. Because even when I got started on this whole podcasting thing, I was going to share stuff that I found to be interesting historically, and speak upon politics, and let's just see where it goes. Quickly, how the Lord has manifested himself in my life through many blessings. And by blessings, I'll tell you an affliction of mine. Mine is money. I worry myself to death over money. How am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to keep the lights on? What bill do I push on to next week? And there's been many a times when we've had to have the lights turned back on, where we've gone an extra couple of days without groceries, where we just sat at the house because we didn't have fuel. But, you know, through deliberate faith, and by deliberate, I mean, I was okay with it because I was living a life, as I am now, living a life of repentance and praying that, God, you wouldn't have set me upon this path to fail. You wouldn't have told me to pull myself out of a six-figure job to put me into perdition. You wouldn't have guided me to destruction. That is not God. But every time I worry about something little, that voice in my head is thunderous. And that voice didn't come from God. It came from the enemy. And it told me all the time, worry more. Get frustrated. Just quit. Just turn it in. Just go get you a regular job, Doug. Don't do this. You can't do it anymore. No one's listening to you. You don't say anything interesting. I even had brothers in this movement say something similar to me. And that did nothing more than prove God's word to me that he had control of my life. I just had to let go of the mass and let him feel the sails. And for many of you right now in your life, you don't know the direction God's taking you. I would suggest, you know, this is what I had to do, is to just surrender your burdens and your woes to God. And this is what I did, Billy. I just took it to the throne room. I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, I can't do this. I can't solve my problems. I can't pay my bills because I don't have the job I used to, because every time I go to apply for a job, I get that fiery dart in my chest that says, that's not what I told you to do. Don't complete it. Do not turn that in. Because I could go get a job. I could go get a six-figure job right now based off of my credentials. But that was not the path God had put me on. So for all you right now, the path that God has put you on, is it conflicting with what you want or with what God wants? Are you more based on your retirement and how can I spend money for my next Mercedes? Or is your heart solely focused on God's word and what he wants in your life? And if you don't know what he wants, then you need to go to your prayer room and you need to get quiet. You need to get down on your hands and knees and abase yourself. That's what I did. You know how many times I was up at 3 or 4 in the morning crying my eyes out, God, what am I doing wrong? Why am I where I am now? Is this really what you wanted for me? And then I always found that most of my problems, conveniently, Billy, were me, right? Most of my problems are me.
The same with me, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to abase myself and just say, okay, God, I throw my hands up. You tell me what direction to go, and I will move left foot to right foot, and I will move forward. Because I'm holding the standard bearer. That's what our job is. We are the standard bearer for the King of Kings, the King of Ages. And he will not send us to a battle to fail. If we fail, it's because of the sin in our life, the sin in our camp that we won't get rid of. And I've said this before. Your alcohol, your drugs, your pornography, your lying, your adultery, you know, your fornications, your divinations. Many Christians right now are into divination. You take these items, these totems, and you put them before the cross, and they cast a shadow over the shining cross. And that's what happens in your life, because you put all these things in front of the glory that God is trying to bestow upon you, what do you expect to happen? So, give up the sin life. Live a life of repentance. That is my humble advice. And it is not easy. It is not as sometimes pleasurable. It's very difficult. You're going to lose a lot of different things in your life. You're going to lose a lot of friends. You're going to have a very different lifestyle. But I would rather live my life for the glory of King Jesus than to live for my own mansion at this point. Because the only thing I ever knew how to do, apparently, was to destroy. Jesus is the one who saves us all. The only thing we're good at this point is just destroying ourselves, our relationships, our bodies. So I just wanted to get that off my heart to anyone who's out there who's sitting on the fence. Friend, you do not have all the time in the world to decide to quit sinning and to repent. You may drive home today and it be your last day. Let that always be that little voice in the back of your head. How easy is it to just say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and accept them? How easy that was for me. And it was like trying to remove a huge stone off of my ego, to surrender my ego to say, Lord, I can't do this. I have come to the point to where I need you for everything. And when I started to rely upon God for everything, literal miracles started to appear in my life. Never happened once in my life before, but literal miracles started to appear in my life. So I'm here to tell you, God's not dead. God's alive. God's moving. God is coming around his people. God is touching his people. And I could tell you this much, God's wrath is coming for the people of this country who have gone against his laws. Billy, I'll give it all to you, brother. I think we're starting at Jeremiah 6.
Yeah. To encourage folks that do believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and are in trials and tribulations and whatnot, there's a few key words in the 37th Psalm. Y'all can look at it later. But those key words are trust, delight, commit, rest, and wait upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And regarding the woes our nation is currently undergoing, I'm just going to hit you folks with the latter part of Jeremiah 5 and then pick it up again within Jeremiah 6. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. From among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? Starting in Jeremiah 6, verse 10, Doug and friends, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of my people, or the daughter of my people, slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over them, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, O ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people. And that word evil also means calamities in Hebrew. I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, behold, a people cometh from a north nation, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses set in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son. Most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among thy people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. God be merciful unto your people in this dying nation. Oh, Holy Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That was very heavy duty, and it wasn't easy to read.
Yeah, you know, and the destruction that's promised throughout the earlier chapters of Jeremiah, I believe it is very fitting for America. I'm going to read from the ESV real quick on Jeremiah 15, and then we'll have just one more thing, and then we'll go. All right, so Jeremiah 15, verse 3. I will appoint over them four kinds of destroyers, declares the Lord, the sword to kill, the dogs to tear, and the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will make them a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth because of what Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem. Who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Or who will grieve for you? Who will turn aside to ask about your welfare? You have rejected me, declares the Lord. You keep going backward, so I have stretched out my hand against you and destroyed you. I am weary of relenting. I have winnowed them with a winnowing fork in the gates of the land. I have bereaved them. I have destroyed my people. They did not turn from their ways. I have made their widows more in number than the sand of the seas. I have brought against the mothers of young men a destroyer at noonday. I have made anguish and terror fall upon them suddenly. She bore seven has grown feeble. She has fainted away. Her son went down while it was yet day. She has been shamed and disgraced, and the rest of them I will give to the sword before their enemies, declares the Lord. All right, going to chapter 16. The word of the Lord came to me. You shall not take a wife, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place, for thus says the Lord concerning the sons and daughters who are born in this place, concerning the mothers who bore them, and the fathers who fathered them in this land. They shall die of deadly diseases. They shall not be lamented, nor shall they be buried. They shall be as dung on the surface of the ground. They shall perish by the sword and by famine, and their dead bodies shall be food for the birds of the air and for the beasts of the earth. So I suggest a little Bible study for anybody. What I did last night was I read from 13 to 18 of Jeremiah. Will the Lord restore America? Not if we continue to go the way we are going. The Lord promises destruction of sin. And right now what's coming through the border, after talking with a friend of mine who is still currently with the government and speaking with others in the government, we have between 300,000 and 500,000 people on March 11th that is going to walk across the border of the United States and Mexico border and be present in America. We have no direction for them. We have no food for them. We have no money for them. We have no housing for them, but they demand it all from us. Not only that, they are carrying, from what I've been informed, various different types of novel diseases, to include vaccine-resistant polio, the plague, COVID, SARS, MERS, Ebola, Marburg's disease. They also have other types of various xenogenic diseases that many of us do not know of. Some things that we were exposed to in 2018, the last time I was on the border, was a deadly fungus that killed three in our custody within about 24 to 48 hours. It was horrific. They had to just keep amputating until the point that the three people died. They tried to amputate the part that was infected, but it got into the bloodstream. And you know, Billy, once a disease gets into the bloodstream, that's pretty much it.
Game over.
Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I actually heard it could be up to a million coming across the border any day now.
1.8 million is the high number.
Gosh.
In Juarez, Mexico right now, there is approximately 30,000 people. And I was told that that is a relevant number on every border point of entry across America, and there's 48 points of entry. So take 30,000 times 48 and whatever number you come with, that is just what we're going to catch. That's not going to also mention those going around. And in these crowds of people are going to be terrorists. In these crowds of people are going to be MS-13 satanic gang members. In these crowds of people are going to be multiple time felons, child molesters, rapists, thieves, criminals who have been deported multiple times. And because of our Nebuchadnezzar-like king, Joe Biden, we are going to reap many sorrows upon our economy for what's going to happen. There's going to be many home break-ins. Right now, El Paso is in a state of emergency. Even Texas Governor Greg Abbott may consider declaring a state of emergency in Texas and close down the border. Friends, it's only going to get worse. I suggest that you train heavily now for things that are going to be happening in this country soon. I suggest that you pray fervently, going to the Father, asking for direction, repenting of your sins, picking up your shield, and joining the phalanx of the warrior priests. And that call actually is for every man, every head of household. You, sir, are the warrior priest. Drop your sinning. Pick up your sword and your shield. Join the warrior priest line, the phalanx for God, so that you may protect your family. Because if you are not walking in the path of righteousness, how do you know you're being guided correctly? This is a call for repentance, but it's also a call to be woken up to the truth that is not being talked about in your churches anymore. Everybody talks about loving and kindness, but they forget that the wrath still comes with the sin. So that's all I got for right now. Brother, do you have any last words?
Oh, just Almighty God, please help us. Please help us, Father, to put all our focus on the Master, Christ Jesus, the Lord, our righteousness. And please enable us, Holy Father, to maintain a continual attitude of thanksgiving and praise unto Christ Jesus in the midst of our trials and tribulations. And thank you that you will never leave nor forsake us. We bless your holy name in Jesus' name. And thanks for the messages, Doug. It was really nice to be with you. Although the topic is, it's a doleful thing what we have read from the prophet Jeremiah, but it's not an accident. We're here for a reason. We were appointed to elected to be alive right now. And take cheer, friends, because we got front row seats. And I do believe the Lord Jesus is coming back a lot sooner than many of us imagined. That's all I got, brother.
Well, thank you for your message, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, walk in faith, pray in faith, live by the faith that Jesus is King. He has won this war already, and he is on our side. And if God is on our side, then who can stand against us? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. This is American Vindicta. Stay frosty. The enemy's out there. All stations, all call signs, prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, you will own nothing and you will love it. And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountainstatesurvival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app, Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindictive Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube, won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindictive Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.